20 places in my life and time, and regardless what home is, son, home is mine.
There's no right answer to this question. What is home to you? Could be any one of a million things.
Whether it's wind chimes,
or the sound of kids banging on a piano.
We're trying to make the intangible tangible, to find the alchemy that somehow transforms wood, stone, and plaster into a home.
This is the sound that most identifies my New York life moving into winter.
Home is a place where you find harmony, love, peace.
We're coming home on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, November 23rd. We're going to be having more discussions all week long about what home means. It's just a typical concept, I would imagine, as we head into the holidays.
Absolutely, on this Thanksgiving week. But far from home is where we begin when we check the morning's top news stories. A tense and dangerous situation potentially this morning in the Yellow Sea. North Korea fired a barrage of artillery rounds at a military base on a South Korean island, setting houses on fire. Two South Korean soldiers killed, wounding about 50 people, three reported to be in very serious condition. South Korea's Navy returned fire in an hour-long exchange. 1,600 island residents took cover in bomb shelters. The South Korean government has immediately called an emergency meeting of its security ministers and deployed fighter jets to the area. This morning's attack follows the discovery of a new nuclear reactor in North Korea over the weekend and recent moves by Kim Jong-il to make his youngest son the heir apparent. The North Korean's official position is that the South fired first in this latest skirmish.
The White House has condemned the attack, and a spokesman says the U.S. is in close and continuing contact with the South Korean government and supports South Korea completely. Joining us now is Jonathan Marcus, diplomatic correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Good morning, Jonathan.
Yes, good morning.
Well, no surprise that the United States is coming out firmly in support of the South, but what are other governments saying about this incident? Are they split?
There is something of a split. What you're seeing is the Chinese and the Russians both condemning the violence, really implying that both sides have to step back from the brink and pursue this problem diplomatically. A much more explicit condemnation from the Americans, clearly, of the North Korean aggression as they see it. Similarly, in London, the Foreign Secretary here has released a statement saying that he condemns this unprovoked attack on the South Korean island.
Tragically, should these tensions escalate, is that expected to cause a diplomatic crisis global-wide?
Well, there is something of a crisis already. If past experience is anything to go by, we last saw this last March when the North Koreans sank a South Korean warship. There was an international investigation. All of the evidence seemed to point to a North Korean hand in it. It blew over inevitably temporarily until this particular episode. I think the problem is that there's no military solution with North Korea, clearly. In any potential conflict, maybe America and its ally South Korea would win eventually, but at a terrible cost. The devastation would be appalling. Seoul, the South Korean capital, is very, very close to North Korea and well within artillery range. It would be devastated. That's not on offer. Everybody has to avoid military escalation. The problem is that on the diplomatic front, there seems to be no way forward either. Some people say that the North is eager to get back into talks with the wider international community. That's certainly what the Chinese want. They want these six-party talks to reconvene. They were suspended in 2009. The problem is that in the wake of this revelation about a vast new North Korean uranium enrichment facility, which was visited by a US scientist just a few days ago, the Americans have made it clear, Stephen Bosworth, who's in the region, has made it clear that there's no appetite at the moment from the American side to return to the negotiating table. So really an impasse. Military escalation has to be avoided.
Or military solution. Yeah. BBC diplomatic correspondent Jonathan Marcus talking about the developing situation in North Korea. We'll talk more about it in just a moment. Futures are down right now in the markets. The Dow will start at 11,178, the S&P at 1,197.